The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere are rising faster than predicted, largely due to a burgeoning global economy and the hampering of overburdened natural carbon storage mechanisms on land and in the ocean. While the U.S. and Europe are longstanding leaders in carbon output, scientists have in recent years cited the main reason for increasing carbon dioxide levels as the growing economy, especially the explosion of economies in the developing countries such as China and India. This economic boom has indeed increased the number of carbon-emitting sources, especially coal-burning power plants, and has fueled a steady rise in the amount of greenhouse gas emitted into the atmosphere. The increase in carbon intensity, which measures how much carbon you're going to produce in order to generate $1 of wealth, is changing. You see, over the course of the 20th century, technologies advanced and became more efficient in terms of the amount of carbon it took to produce a unit of wealth. But in the past 7 years, that trend has reversed as China, India, and other countries have undergone bursts in development and built more carbon-intense coal-burning plants.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.